This is the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight, and this week we're shining our spotlight on Mainland Collective.
Sophie and Rachel from Mainland Collective. This sounds very cool. First of all, just tell us a little bit about your business and how it works.
Yeah, so me and Sophie started Mainland back in 2018. We're an online clothing boutique. Our clothing is like very modern, everyday women, and it does emphasis like more on trends, like whatever trends like we're seeing during the season, like, and that was like accessible and affordable, but still trendy to the modern day woman.
And so now a lot, are you guys designing the clothing, or are you just kind of curating these pieces and getting them from other designers?
Yeah, so our collections are all wholesale, so we curate the collections, and we launch new collections every week on Sunday, and yeah, they're all curated and chosen by us. We are going to be manufacturing later this year, which we're really excited about. We're going to be creating some capsule collections designed by us, hopefully made in the U.S., but we'll see what we can do, but yeah, that's an exciting thing that we have coming for the year.
And now the thing I like about this is that there's not like overwhelming amount of clothing on the website, which is nice. It is nice to go onto a website and it's clean, it's displayed. And there's, like you said, you've put thought into the pieces that you carry, which is kind of nice, because I hate this overwhelming feeling of you go into some stores that shall not be named and there's too much stuff everywhere.
No, yeah, totally agree. It's so overwhelming to go into a store and just have like be surrounded by clothes, which is like why our collections are like they're smaller and they're specifically curated to like a theme of the week. And just so, and we ensure that there's like a top, a bottom, like outfits that people can put together and choose. So then like it's like a one-stop shop for the week. And then we're very like aware of not like overfilling the website so it gets too overwhelming, because there's nothing fun than like scrolling through a website and just like feeling like, oh, I kind of like that piece, but what about that piece? So we just don't want to confuse anybody and make it as easy and seamless as possible to shop.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And like this, it's still like the designs and the items that you guys have, both for men and for women, it's very like it's rad. Like the stuff is very cool. I'm even just looking at, I'm a basic t-shirt guy, so I'm looking at the basic tees and stuff, and I'm like, this is perfect. Like, why is it so hard to just get like a good basic tee? But here we have them. But okay, so you are based in South Surrey, but you do like local delivery and you're expanding and stuff. Like, how did you guys why did you decide to do clothing when there are already so many options, especially even like here in Canada, there's so many options, but you guys decided to start a local clothing company?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think there's a thing where it's like, we won't say the name of the stores and stuff, you can go in and you can't remember, like, I mean, just for like me and Soph, you like have a certain style in mind, and it was important for us to like, we wanted to be able to shop, I mean, obviously for ourselves and people around us. Just like so hard, you go around, it's like all it feels like it's starting to feel the same at most stores, so we wanted to have the options of like something different.
And for me and like Rachel, like fashion, like this sounds so corny, but fashion is our passion, so like we have both worked in like the fashion industry for many years, both as buyers, running stores, etc. So we've always been like immersed in this industry, and it does kind of get like a little bit of a bad rap because, you know, it's so image-focused. But we both truly believe that, like, your style is a huge representation of yourself. So we wanted to be able to help women find pieces that they love, they feel great in, they're confident in, but still feel like they're trendy and, like, you know, in the moment and stuff too, but all while making sure it's, like, affordable and accessible.
And now there are a lot of people that are still sort of hesitant to order things online, especially when you're ordering from places you've never ordered from before for fit and stuff. So how are you guys like with returns?
Oh yeah, we offer full refunds within 7 days. So if you're getting your order shipped, you have 7 days to ship back to us once it arrives at your house, and you get a full refund. For local pickup, same kind of thing. 7 days from when your order is ready to be picked up to bring it back, and no problem at all.
That's awesome. And obviously the company is starting to really make a splash. So many people are seeing it, and we all want to root for, you know, the local, like, especially like you say, it's you guys that are doing the responding and the fitting, and you're so involved with everything with the brand, but it feels like, you're about to, hit your stride here. So what's next for Mainland Collective?
That is a great question. We have lots of things in the works for the year. Like I said, we're going into manufacturing our own collections, which will be great. We have some big collaborations with some influencers coming down the pipeline. Lots of pop-ups. We'll be at a lot of markets this year. So just by getting out into the community, introducing ourselves, doing that one-on-one interaction face-to-face, which will really be nice for the year.
Very cool. Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us. Congratulations on your success. We wish you all the best. It's Mainland Collective, some very, very cool online shopping and basic pieces and stuff. You can check them out and get all the information. MainlineCollective.com.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, ladies.
This has been the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight. If you know a local artist, business, or event that's going on that you want to nominate, head to pulsefm.ca and nominate them today so we can put them in the spotlight.